Welcome to the week one roundup of NC State ECU. Here's what the players and coaches had to say after the game.
My first time, not just young, but like Emmanuel Garrett getting his first start. It was awesome to see that Tekari Hines getting his first touchdown. You know, and then you have these young guys playing. To see Keon, you know, get a run at the end of the game. You know, Jordan Houston to catch his first pass. You see Emeka, you know, make two strong catches in the second half. And there's a lot of really good things, and obviously, Matt McKay in his first start had 300 yards. It's pretty special. I thought the offensive line was able to rotate guys in and attack. A lot of good things that happened. You know, we've got to clean up several things. Obviously, just going in and, you know, kick off coverage. We did kick the ball well. Obviously, that was good to see the trick deal. But got to get it down and tackle better. You know, kick off coverage. You know, a lot of positives. Thank the fans for being there. I know it was hot today, and hopefully you enjoyed what you got to see. I know for our players, we need you. We need you for four quarters, and I know it's hot. I get all that. We want to be special. And so, again, just continue to do everything we can. You know, be back in there for us in the third quarter. We love you if we can be, and it means a lot to these kids. So,
I feel like I really settled in and just focused on executing.
Did you feel comfortable right out of the gate, or did it take a couple of series to really kind of make you realize, hey, this is my team and this is go time?
The first play, I went out there, took a deep breath and said, okay, we're playing football. So not nervous or anything, just definitely prepared for my moment.
How did it seem to get as the game went on? I mean, it seemed like you were getting more and more comfortable. Did you feel a change in that, or did you feel right away, though, that you were good to go?
Yeah, I definitely felt like there was a little bit of change, just taking what they give me once again and just trying to convert on third downs. I'm not sure what our third down percentage was, but I know it could be way better than what it was.
Tell us your thoughts on the touchdown run and what Coach said to you when you came back to the sideline.
He was excited. We talked about running that play, the first play of the game, but we didn't. But he said he told me he was going to get it to me, and I felt good running it.
Thayer looks like he's your comfort guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was the guy you were hitting out of the gate. Is he maybe one that you know is always open for you if you need it?
Well, yeah, him, Emeka, all the young guys, they all can get open. Just that's what the defense gave me, and Thayer opened up for my opportunity to give him the ball.
It's been since my freshman year, and whenever I try to go to Murphy, just come over here, I'll tell him, let's go throw, let's go do whatever. I'm going to catch nine balls, every team runs, whatever it is, just to get a chemistry down. And now he's starting, so I mean, it's just everything's paid off.
As a first game, obviously there's a lot to clean up. But to win this and to play like this, where is this as a starting point? How does this kind of...
I mean, this is awesome. I mean, we missed a couple balls to me and him, and we'll get those fixed. But, I mean, just like what he did today with like the mistakes that we still made. Made is awesome because like, that's his first start, and he wouldn't even think that the way he played.
What do you know about this team maybe having played a game that you weren't sure about ahead of the game?
Yeah, honestly, like going into the game, you don't really know because it's such a new team, new quarterback, new receivers, new defense, and then you see this, it's very like humbling, and it's good to see that we can play. Like, we're a really good team, and just keeping that rolling and keeping it going to the next game.
Just kind of a
We just went in with a certain game plan. And we all bought into that game plan since like fall camp. And as a whole, we just wanted to come in with that mindset, like we're the best guys in the field. Just one of us, and execute.
Coach was saying, really, like the fact that you seem to be making them have to earn everything, and they couldn't make them go anywhere on first down, especially. Is that just
James
physical?
Williams,
what's the identity
of the defense? Again, we had a game plan. We got these guys that were really good. We knew they were going to come in with a chip on their shoulder. I think they did come last year, but we, as a whole, especially defense,
I was anxious to learn. I was ready to go out there and compete and have all my teammates. I think I did all right. I think they had some things to clean up. But I think, like, the physical standpoint, I was out there trying to make myself known.
What do you think Coach Harrison's going to harp on?
I think for the whole line, just finish the blocks and just staying consistent with technique. I mean, we almost had 200 yards rushing, and that's our goal every game.
So. Yeah, that's my first game to be that wild. Kind of got too anxious. I feel like I probably should have scored, but I mean, it was a good opportunity to change the field position, get my feet up underneath me, and I just think we'll take it day by day and get better each day.
Did you know you were that wide open when you threw the ball?
I sort of kind of feared it because when we running in practice, if the person wasn't there, I figured I had to be wide open. So it's kind of one of those field things, like if I catch the ball, then it's got to be a touchdown.
Chris said you could kind of sense how emotional today was. How was it emotional?
It was real emotional. Just being able to play football again last year taught me a real valuable lesson. You can't take it for granted. Every day you got to go out there and appreciate the game, the little things. I mean, things not going your way, you still got to go out there and grind hard and, you know, you trust God and just keep going.
You've had a winding road to get.
And that'll do it for today's segment of Right Here, Right Now, coming to you from the Triangle Sports Network at TSportsNet on Twitter. I'm Peter Katrumpis at PK Sport. Give us a follow and keep up to date with the news that we present to you on all happenings from Triangle Area Sports on a daily and a weekly basis. Have a great day. Right Here.